Hello, good morning once again. It's Radio Biafra and you're with your host Henry C. Uzaga. Continuing from where we stopped last episode, we were saying that these tools are all necessary to lift them into the next stage of spiritual development. The job of the BWB of the Biafra or the Biafra Welfare Board will be to provide spiritual guidance, outright opportunities through the requisite departments of state to make this goal accomplishable. The lower class has the most challenging job of all. It has two steps to fulfillment as children of God. Most times, from what we've observed, this class is bedeviled by poverty and is often in a desperate struggle to have enough cash to run its days. As noted earlier on, some can't even afford to eat. So the idea is not far from what the U.S. Welfare Board does for citizenry at this level, which is to provide it with cash allowances, food, clothing and shelter on a monthly basis to get by with, whilst efforts are made for integration and reintegration into society in order to bring out the best from a population that's in most cases disillusioned. Looking at the scenario above, it is important to see how a perfectly working church can solve this problem. For the system, cooperation or synergy is the word. Also, an administration like what the government of the Lamb offers us gives us the freedom, power, and all else we need to order and coordinate things so as to arrive at or achieve that fully functioning, perfectly correlating entity or state under God called the New Jerusalem. Adorned like a bride for a husband, Jesus. This will be the new millennium, the millennial reign with Christ. You'll see this properly as we progress or as we inculcate or introduce other aspects of the Biafra development plan. Part of our introduction will have been that this project is the industrialization or development of our nation, starting from the most fundamental needs of man, which is self-preservation, in this case life. Saving lives is number one priority with the support of it, which is a provision of food, shelter, and clothing, following immediately. But of course, before this will be healthcare provision. Something we had been set up by the Almighty to do since 2006, following the seeming disinterestedness of governments in place with running such programs, which unfortunately is their key responsibility. Biafra Group, aka Biafra Incorporated. After the functions of the church and the welfare board come out of Biafra Group, which is actually Biafra Incorporated, we had earlier discussed the American economy and how it is that its industrialization was as a result of the economic activities of different corporations under the headship of gifted entrepreneurs acting as their CEOs, and how this formed the nucleus or basis for our economic growth and prosperity. The Lord laid it in our hearts to pursue our own economic independence and growth with a similar approach. Thus, Biafra Incorporated, as the American partner who registered her in the U.S. COSA, stands as the umbrella body through which we'll pursue the economic growth of the Biafran nation. All right, everybody, this is the much you can take off this morning's episode, and until next week when we bring you the concluding part of Biafra Incorporated where this podcast is concerned, it's good morning to you all once again and shalom.